Hello, Power Achievers, and welcome to Financial Friday on Designing Your Life Today. This is everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Council. Our topic for today is five reasons to get rich. Have you ever wondered, hey, what is the big deal about money? People always say that money is not the most important thing, and they're absolutely correct. There's God that's first, then your family, and then the money. And you say, well, how can I take care of the family without the money? So why is money third? Because when you have the love, support, and stability of family, then you feel more compelled, more inspired to earn more. So, five reasons to get rich. The first reason, we're going to jump right into this because this is good for your fun success summer school. And I don't think there's a fun power action for today. So you can play catch up on the previous fun power actions that if you've missed any so far. So I started giving them out June 5th. So now you can go and listen and do your thing. All right, the first reason why you want to get rich, and they're not in any real order of importance, it's just the first reason, is that poverty is against human truth. Now, what does that mean? That means that you are built by design to win. You are here not to starve. You know, think about this. You know, that there's this God that made us and created mankind so that mankind could come on earth and starve and struggle and have a miserable life. And no, that's not why you're here. So poverty is against your human truth. It is a thing that's been taught. And is it a very real thing? Absolutely. Because there are people that are hungry, that struggle, that aren't winning the way they know that they can win or hope to win. They have bills that are stacked up to the walls. But if you think about it, when you made the bills, you were thinking that you could pay for those. At least I hope that's what you were thinking. So you weren't thinking in terms of poverty or in terms of financial struggle. You were thinking in terms of wealth and I'll be able to pay for all of this and accommodate everything and everyone that I need to accommodate. So poverty is against human truth. Your real truth is that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. So when you're fearfully and wonderfully made, then you are made to be prosperous. Number two, your income reflects who you are serving. Or how many people you're serving. If you're struggling, it means you haven't connected with enough people, you don't know enough people, and you are not reaching out and using those amazing gifts and talents that you've been given such that you can help enough people. So your income reflects who you're serving or how many people you're serving. If you are struggling financially, find people to serve. I'm not talking about volunteer status. I'm talking about, well, in some cases it can be a volunteer status. I'm talking about using your gifts and talents and really being excited about the amazing gifts that you have and the amazing talents that you have and being excited about using them to improve someone else's life or to help someone be better or to open someone else's mind. Number three, the five reasons to get rich. The third reason is to get the things you want. We live in a society where sometimes we are taught that to want things, it's being materialistic, it's being greedy. You know what? I look at it like this. Think about all the different colors, different color flowers, the blossoms, the roses, the daisies, and all of these different color types of plants. They're so beautiful to look at. I'm of the opinion that they do serve a purpose in nature, but they're also here and they're made so beautiful so I can look at them and feel good. What's my point? My point is there are many different things that we encounter in life or many different things that are there for us, different types of cars, different types of houses, different sizes, different shapes, and all of the above. So they have all of these amazing things that are there. And I'm thinking, why are they made for everyone else except for me? Better yet, why are they made for everyone else except for you? You are supposed to have the things that you want. And I'm using the word want because people spend their lives wanting, meaning they don't think they should ever have it or they could ever get it. No, if you're wanting for it, turn it into a desire and go get it. Be excited about your life and go to where it is You need to go so that you can get what you want. Be open to receiving your prosperity. Be open to receiving the life that you say that you want. The fourth point is to give to help the truly needy, the true needy. So that's the fourth reason that you want to get rich, so that you can help others who are in need. Now, I'm not a person of handouts, giving handouts just because someone is begging for money. And nowadays, there are so many different charities, and there's nothing wrong with charities or nonprofits, because some of them are not only legitimate, but they serve very great purposes, and they do help to make people's lives better. For example, Alcoholics Anonymous has helped a lot of people, and it's a nonprofit. So people who've had a problem with alcohol, they go to Alcoholics Anonymous and they put their lives back on track. So there are other groups. There are Houses for Battered Women, and I'm an advocate for that. Okay, as a matter of fact, that's one of my most favorite charities of all times. I believe that those women should have the opportunity to discover how amazing they really are, and then they're not here to be some physical punching bag or emotional punching bag. So they're not here for that purpose. So there are some great charities. I want to make sure I point that out. But to have all of this money and just give it to people just because they ask for it, because they don't want to work for it, because they don't want to erase their fears and open their hearts and open their minds so that they could be their very best, to have that, to have the money and just to give it to those people who are doing that, that is not going to help you become wealthier. As a matter of fact, that's going to help you become, well, poor fairly quickly. So one of the reasons that we get rich is so that you have the monies to help other people, but you don't just want to give it away frivolously. The fifth reason to get rich is to leave a financial legacy for those you love. I think sometimes there's a guy once whose his kids didn't visit him as much as he wanted them to visit him. And I can remember him saying, I'm not going to leave them anything. I'm going to leave it to the neighbor's kids because they come over and check on me. And I'm thinking, wow, are you kidding? These are your children. So let me get this straight. If they don't show you love now that they're adults, you're not going to leave them anything. So basically you're saying, in a sense, it's almost like you're saying you have to pay for their love, or they have to, the exchange is money. You show me you love me, I'll give you money. Well, that's not what it's all about. You know, the Bible says that a righteous man will leave an inheritance for his kids. So, and it's not just a man. Nowadays, women are making money. And so in the Bible back in the day, sometimes in some cases, let's just say it was interchangeable in some cases. Okay. But back then, men were really running the show. The point that I'm making is that in this day and time, it's not all left up to the male types to actually leave a legacy. Women have money just as much. Some have more. And so you want to leave that legacy for people that you love. See, it's not about whether they love you. It's about the fact that you love them. You know, children, whether they're young or whether they're adults, they're still your children. And you don't love them when they're young. And then when they grow up, all of a sudden you don't love them anymore. Why? Because perhaps they were raised in a way where they didn't get the love. So they don't feel like coming around as much. Okay? Or they might be a little spoiled. But who spoiled them? So my point is that you get rich so that you can leave a legacy to those you love. And it doesn't have to just be children. It can be other family members too. And you get to decide that. So those are five reasons to get rich. And so when you think about that, instead of just looking at the fact that I don't have enough money or how do I meet my financial goals, perhaps this will inspire you more to go towards the money because of what you can put not only into your life, but into the lives of other people through various charities, through, of course, other family members, and of course, by getting the things that you want, the things that make you happy, the things that inspire you. So five reasons to get rich. That's it. That's all I have for you today. Now, spend the time catching up on your fun power action exercises, because we're going to be back next week and we're going to jump into some more ways that you can achieve your goals and some of the things that you can actually, some of the more hands-on physical type of things that you can do to make sure that you draw the things that you want closer to you. Okay, you guys, that's all I have for you. And with that being said, I want you to have a great weekend and do life with power.